morning by telling you a story of Thomas Martinez. He was a homeless man who lived in Bolivia in a town called Santa Cruz del Sierra. And he was a 67-year-old man, and he lived many, many years on the streets there in Bolivia. It was one day that he was sitting down on a bench, and as he was just sitting on the bench, he saw the police coming towards him. And he saw the police coming, and you know, he had a problem with alcohol and just his lifestyle. And so he saw the police coming, so immediately Thomas panicked. And so he just got up and he just ran for his life. In fact, he just kept on running, and no one's ever seen or heard of Thomas again. The sad thing is that when the police were coming to Thomas, they weren't coming to arrest him. They were coming to tell him that his ex-wife had actually just passed away and had left him an inheritance, which he'd passed down family, an inheritance of $6 million. $6 million inheritance. And the newspapers, they said there, this, you know, paradoxically, this man who was living on the streets was a multi-millionaire. And but Thomas, even after the newspapers ran the story, and Thomas was never seen or heard of ever again. And he might have gone on living on the streets and not knowing that he had this incredible inheritance. But I just see that happening a lot even in our world. I see that with people that don't know Jesus Christ. Because I want to talk about the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. And part of our theme for the year, the invitation about coming into your inheritance, we want to talk a lot about that particular aspect this year, about coming into your inheritance. But see, for many people that it's like, and maybe you're here somewhere like that even today, where maybe people have come to tell you, they've come to tell you about the good news of Jesus Christ, to tell you about the inheritance that actually is yours if you would just take it. But see, some people are like that in the world, that when we come to tell them the good news, some of them just run away because they think they're convicted about the things that they've done, when really the message to coming to them is there's an inheritance. But also, as believers, we can know the things, we can know God and believe in God, but we can still live our lives not walking in the inheritance that we have. We can still live as a pauper, if you like, a spiritual pauper, always in lack and in want within ourselves and with our emotions and our relationships and different areas of our life. And this morning, I really want to encourage us in that inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ, so that we will be people that will grab a hold of and embrace everything that Jesus has for us, because we have an amazing inheritance in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Some of you sound like you're still living on the streets there. Ephesians 1:18, I just want to read the scripture. And this is a very passionate prayer from the Apostle Paul. And he says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." There's a couple of things in that scripture just to begin with. It said that you might know the hope that which he has called you. That literally means your invitation. That's our theme, the invitation. It talks about the hope to which he has inviting you into the glorious salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. And he has extended that invitation. He's given that loud and he's given it very clear. And Paul's prayer is that we may know really what that means, what we've been invited into. What is this inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ, that he has invited us? And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, the invitation is yours. He's inviting you to come that you might know him, that you may have this inheritance in him. But it also says the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Now, there's a couple of ways of looking at that, and where it says a glorious inheritance in his holy people. Now, there is the sense, certainly, that we are God's inheritance, that we are his people. And it's like the tribe of the Levites, they were seen as like they're the inheritance, the portion, the holy people that are set aside unto God. In Deuteronomy 32, it talks about that. But so there is a sense that we are God's inheritance, that he inherits us, that we are such a blessing to God. But also the sense that there is an inheritance among the people of God. There's an inheritance within us, and there's an inheritance among us. See, some people miss out on everything they have in Jesus Christ because they don't realize that part of that of the here and now is caught up in our relationships together and being a part of the family together, being bonded together, that there's a richness that is found and experienced, a part of the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ that is found and expressed amongst one another. And if we're not there, and if we're not a part of that, and if we just say, yes, I believe in Jesus, and I'm going to now go live on an island, we're missing a part of our inheritance that we have, because a part of that inheritance is found in and among us. And that's why it's so important that we gather together, that we have fellowship together, that we have that sense of sharing our hearts together, because there's a rich inheritance even in that. It's found in being together. So important that we don't neglect that, because there's an inheritance that we have. And I want to talk this morning about us actually really walking and living in that inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. A powerful scripture. We've heard of some wonderful truths around communion this morning. And I want to read this in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. And this is what it says. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. A new covenant is a new promise. It's that new way of life that God has put down. That those who were called, would call again, those who were called may receive the promise eternal inheritance. When it says called there, when it says that those who are called may receive the promise eternal inheritance, called there is a different word. It's not the same as invitation that we read before. Here the word called is that you bear the name, that you bear the name. So we bear the name of Jesus Christ. We are Christians. We bear the name. And it says those that bear the name, that those are Christians, those who are called may receive the promise eternal inheritance. What a wonderful inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. It's an eternal inheritance, an eternity with Jesus Christ, eternity of his blessing, his favor, his provision, his life, his sustenance. All of those things are ours. It's a promise that we have because of Jesus Christ and an incredible inheritance. Now, I don't know how many of you have received an inheritance in your life. I haven't actually received an inheritance. I've had some relatives that have passed away. I haven't made it on the list. But some of you may have received an inheritance, and you'll realize that to get an inheritance, something has to happen, doesn't it? Somebody has to die. Well, let's read this. If Hebrews 9, and says, now that he died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. So all of the things under the law, everything that disqualified us because of our lifestyle, everything contrary to the ways and the things of God, that he's died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. In the case of a will, it's necessary to prove the death of the one who made it. And so we know that there's no inheritance unless somebody is dead. When somebody has died, then that is the trigger point when the will is read out, and then that is when there is a division of the estate. That's when the inheritance is come upon you and comes upon your life. And if you, Mr. Thomas, who actually had Martinez, who had $6 million, unfortunately, he never knew about that inheritance that he has. But I want us, and I believe God wants us to know the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. It tells us here that it's because that Jesus Christ has died, because Jesus Christ died on the cross. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free, Jesus died on the cross in our place for our sin, in your place for your sin, my place for my sin. He died on the cross, and the reason that he died on the cross was to set us free. But when Jesus died, and he died, he was dead on the cross. We're going to hear all about that over the next couple of weeks of Easter, the Easter period coming upon us in a couple of weeks, over the next couple of weeks. And we'll hear about how Jesus died on the cross for us. He died in our place. He died for your sin, that you wouldn't have to get the punishment that you justly deserve. But out of his grace and love and mercy, he gives us that salvation. He died in our place. And so Jesus died on the cross. And because Jesus died on the cross, then there's something happened. There's a will that is read. And the will of God and the blessing of God is that you might know him closely, have an intimate relationship, but then there's the promise of eternal life. So that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ, that we're going to live forever in him. This life is not about this life. And some of you say, well, thank God for that. But it's far more than that. This life is about eternal life. It's about the inheritance that we have in eternity in Jesus Christ. And it's a promise, and as Lewis had beautifully shared, it's not a gee, I wish and I hope. It's a promise. It's a certainty. It is a sureness that we have that inheritance of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ died on the cross. And because Jesus Christ died, then there's an inheritance that we have in eternity kept for us. It tells us in Ephesians, it says in Ephesians 1, it says about the Holy Spirit who indwells within us is a deposit guaranteeing what is to come, the guarantee, the promise of eternal life that we have in Jesus Christ. But I want to go a little bit further this morning when we're talking about the inheritance, because what, and I pray that we have a bit of a mind shift today, a setting of our mind, a reorientating of some of our thought processes. Because for a lot of us, is that we tend to see that is something that's way out there in the future. Because the reason is I'm still alive yet. And we think that when I die, then that's when I'm really going to enter into the fullness of everything has. Now, that's true in that sense, that in terms of eternity, all that God has reigning and ruling with Jesus Christ, living with him and honoring and just the presence, the sense of God and being loved so completely and the fullness, the joy, all of those things is true. Those things are ahead of us. But what can happen is if we think that everything that I have in Christ is out there when I die, then it's going to change the way that I live my life. Because what will happen is if I'm thinking, well, everything is deferred to the future, to the eternal future when I'm actually dead or Jesus has come back and I've been raised with Christ and united with him in the air and I reign and rule with him for 100 years and then we begin that, the ages begin and then we're living with him for eternity. But if we just have it all happening out there, then the way that we live our life here is, well, I've just got to get on with my everyday life. I'm just going to do stuff. And what we can end up doing is because we think it's all out there, we can forget that what God has, what Jesus has, is for us right here and now. And people make all sorts of choices based on, well, I know Jesus and I know I'm going to heaven and I praise God for that. Now I've just got to hang on in this life. I just got to hang on. Just got to do the best I can and hopefully get through this thing and I'll get through that thing and I'll get through this day, get through that week, get through that month, get through that year, get through this life and then I have eternity. But I believe the Lord wants us to start to think a little bit differently, that the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ, there's a now inheritance that he wants us to walk in the here and now. And if our mindset is, I want to walk in the inheritance that I have now, it's going to change the way that I live my life. It'll change the choices that I make. Because if it's all about when I've died, then I'm going to live my life trying to get the most out of this life, the most that the world offers, the most that the world can do, the best that the world can give. I'm going to try to get all of that. I've still got eternity, but I'm going to try to get everything that the world has. But we miss it. We miss what we have in Jesus Christ when we begin to think that way. That when we think that it's only that when we die. But there's an inheritance that we have in the here and now that Christ wants us to live in. And we can live in that. We can live in that. I want to talk about, today I'm going to talk about some internal things that stop us and make it difficult. I'll talk about external things on another time, but I really want to talk about that inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. And how do we have an inheritance now? Because we've already just read. For an inheritance, someone has to die, don't they? Well, we know that Jesus died on the cross, and his death on the cross is what guarantees my eternal inheritance, my eternal future with Jesus Christ. That's guaranteed. It's done. But see, there's also another aspect of his death, and this is where I've got to actually be more of a participate in the here and now, is that I need to also die. Let's read Colossians 3:3. Since then you've been raised with Christ. So it says, since you've become a Christian, since you've been born again, you've entered into that new life in Jesus Christ, the promise of eternal life. So since then that you know that part's secure, you've got that sorted. Since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind, so set your heart, but then it says set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Don't try to fill up your life with the best the world can offer. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And so someone else dies. And if for an inheritance, you need someone to die to get the inheritance. Christ died on the cross. And his death on the cross is what has given me the access to eternal life, the promise of eternal life. But the inheritance that Christ has for me here and now, not just pie in the sky when I die, but the steak on the plate while I wait, the inheritance that I have now in this life is available to me, but someone has to die for that. And then when we give our life to Jesus Christ, it is like we are dying. That's what we have baptism for. Baptism is a celebration of that. It's identification with Jesus Christ. It's so important that we're all baptized. And so when I'm baptized, it's like I'm buried and I'm dead, and then I'm coming up to live a new life. But there's a participation in that I've got to walk in every day of my life if I want to have this inheritance that I have now. So Christ has died, but I've got to be dead too. I need to die. I need to die to myself. I need to die to the things that I want, my own desires, my own agendas, my own feeling of wanting stuff for myself or to be something. I've got to lay all of that down and have my life hidden in the risen Christ, hidden in Jesus Christ. But if we can learn what it is to die to self and to walk in that, then there's an inheritance that we have here and now. The reality is that many of us, we struggle with walking in the inheritance of the here and now. We know it's all up there when I die. And some of us have the mindset, well, I just got to get through this life. And then when I've got through there, I've got it. And we miss the inheritance. We're like that man, like the man who inherited the $6 million and then went and lived on the streets. And that article was from 2000. He may have lived he may even be dead now, 16 years later. If you're living it rough, you don't normally live much far into your 80s when you're living on the streets. He might have lived the rest of his life not knowing that he had had an inheritance. We want to live our life fulfilling and apprehending, possessing, taking the inheritance that Christ freely gave us on the cross. But there's something that we need to walk in the reality of that, and therefore there needs to be that sense of dying to ourselves. So sometimes we think that, well, I'm going to, when some things change in my life, that's when I'm really going to start flowing into the inheritance of that Jesus has for me. Maybe when I'm a little bit older, maybe that's when, or maybe when the kids all grown up, or maybe when I retire, or maybe when this circumstance changes, or that circumstance changes. Maybe when something out there changes, that's when I'm going to really come into this inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. And there'll be some people who think, well, okay, I have an inheritance with Christ, but when I look at my life, I don't really see that. I don't really feel that at the moment with all the struggles. And I'm going to talk about struggles and problems and external issues another time. But today, we want to have a look at some of the things that are happening inside. We feel like, well, I'm not really walking in that inheritance. Maybe you're struggling with discouragement, because discouraging things happen, but maybe you're living in that place of discouragement and just really struggling. Maybe the joy, where's the joy? Where's this joy? Where's it gone? Where's the joy that I'm supposed to have? Maybe you're not feeling that within your heart. Maybe you just feel discontented and in your own heart. And if that's you in any way, it's because you're not walking in the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. You know that you're saved and you know that that's guaranteed. It's all up there in eternity that I know there's inheritance. It's kept for me. But in the here and now, the struggle with that. Why is it that we struggle with that? Now, we can come up with a whole lot of reasons. We say, oh, well, I'll tell you why. It's because this happened to me. And so then we live our life as a victim because something happened to me. Or it's because of this circumstance. And if that circumstance was to change, then everything would be different. But I tell you that even if that circumstance changed, there's going to be another circumstance. And then might be a different circumstance called the world we live in. You can't be a victim. We can't use the things that are happening to us, around us, and use that as the excuse and the rationale saying, oh, that's why I'm not feeling that I'm walking in this inheritance. It's not to do with externals. It's to do with something that is within ourselves. It's not that. Quite often we're praying for everything else and change this, do this, Lord, change that. And Jesus is saying, well, I died on the cross for you. I gave you everything. I just want you now to die to yourself, because there's an inheritance, yes, in eternity, but there's an inheritance you walk in now. And the extent that we walk into that inheritance now is related to the extent that we're actually walking, that we're dead to self and alive to Christ. And that's the real tension point in our lives that stops us from walking really in that inheritance that we have with Jesus Christ. Because it's legally, we're dead. We're dead in Christ. We know that. We gave our life to Christ, and the cross of Christ crushes the sin and deals with that. And that old person's done away, and we're a new creation. And we know that's true before God, that legally before God. And that's why we're confident and know 100% when we've given our life to Christ, what will happen to us with it when we die. We don't live in fear of death like the rest of men. We've got that ironclad guarantee. We know 100% guaranteed by the very blood of Jesus Christ. But walking in the reality of that, we struggle because sometimes the me that's supposed to be dead is me starts to come up again. And that is the point where our inheritance, we seem to be robbed of it. It's still there for us, but we're not able to possess it when we begin to allow this old person, the old man, the old flesh that was dead and buried. But when we allow those parts of the flesh, those feelings, those thoughts, those things that aren't set on Christ to begin to rise up and permeate our life, that's when we're going to struggle to get this inheritance. Because to have this inheritance, there's got to be dead. I got to be dead. Now, I'm not saying physically dead. Once you're physically dead, well, you've got your internal one. I'm talking about being alive on this earth, but alive to Christ and walking in what Jesus has for us. Most people, I can't say everybody, but I think most people struggle with walking with their inheritance in Jesus Christ. Now the indicators aren't by what you have. Well, I've got lots of money, then I'm not struggling. I'm not talking about external things. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about internally the sense of fulfillment in your own heart, the sense of purpose within your life, the sense of contentment within you, the sense of joy in your life, the sense of wholeness and completeness, all of those things that Jesus died to give us, and to actually be walking in those things. And so why do we struggle? As I said, it's because of some internal things. It's that it's almost like the old man wants to rise up. What was supposed to be dead, I allow these things to come again. And when those things are rising in my life, they will fight and stop me from walking in the inheritance that I have in Jesus Christ. Some eternal, internal things within our own hearts and within our own lives. I want us to look very carefully at this scripture in Colossians chapter 3. I just want to read this together, Colossians 3, 5 to 10. It'll come up if it's probably already there. Just want to read this together, and I want us to have a look at our own hearts. Because if you think, well, this is great, and I'm born again, and I praise God, and I've got all that there, but life is just always a struggle. Now, don't get me wrong, you're going to go through stuff. What I'm talking about is not immunization to anything ever going wrong, because nothing will only ever go wrong in your life is when you are physically dead. As long as you're alive in this world and it's a sinful world, you're going to get impacted by that. That'll happen, but it doesn't destroy us and it doesn't bring us down. But where we struggle to walk in these things is because of this. Let's look at Colossians 3, 5 to 10. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you'll also appear with him in glory. What a wonderful statement. And the sense of that word there is when Christ returns, he's physically, visibly, personally present. When Christ returns, and then wow, what a time that will be. What an awesome thing it will be when Jesus Christ comes back. And then there's the shout of the archangel, and then all of the heavens are watching, all of the earth, every eye will see, and every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Those that are alive in Christ, those that love, it says those that have been dead in Christ will rise first, and they'll be caught up in the clouds. Those that are still alive at that time, those who love Jesus Christ, will be caught up into the clouds and be with him. And then begins that millennial reign with Jesus Christ, and what an awesome time that will be. But so when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So this is what we need to do, though, because we want to walk in the inheritance that we have now. Put to death, because Jesus killed the old man of me on the cross. It was all crucified. I was crucified with Christ, and therefore I shouldn't allow. But the problem is that things keep wanting to rear their head. What are some of the things that begin to rear that we need to put to death if we want to walk in the inheritance? What are the things? No, that's dead. I'm not like that. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not going to think that way. I'm not going to do those things because I'm setting my mind on Jesus Christ. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Because it's these natural things. And yeah, it's natural. It mentions anger. Well, it's natural. We're going to read about that in a sec, about getting angry. Well, that's natural, isn't it? Everyone gets angry. Yes, sure. But it's when you're living in that and you're an angry person and those things are there, those things that are ticking away within your heart. If you're an angry person, I'll tell you what, you're not going to be walking in your inheritance in Jesus Christ. It says, put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, sexual relationships outside of the marriage covenant. If that's your situation, then you're not going to be able to walk in that inheritance. If you're sexually immoral, involved in sexual things that are outside of that covenant of marriage between, as God ordained, between a man and a woman, if you into any immorality, those things, you're going to struggle with your inheritance because you're allowing part of death to come up in your life. And yet to have your inheritance, things have got to be dead. And so you will struggle. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, lustful thoughts, lustful behaviors. Those things that will rise up again and that'll block you walking in the inheritance that Jesus has already given you. Evil desires and greed. Well, we think, oh, well, we're not greedy. It's amazing how greedy we can be and not even realize, well, that's just pure greed. And don't even realize greed, we know, is also idolatry. Well, it says, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. Now, you might look at that and say, well, I'm not a sexually immoral person. I'm not a lustful person. I'm not, you know, looking at things or doing things I shouldn't be doing. And I don't have evil desires and greed. And so, and it says, because of those things, God's wrath's coming. God doesn't muck around with stuff. Don't muck around with sexual immorality. We don't muck around with that. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. And besides that, we're dead in Christ. Anyway, Romans 6 says, look, if you're dead in Christ, Romans 6:1 says, if you're dead in Christ, how can you live in anyway? You can't. How do we live in it any longer? But the problem for a lot of us is that we allow some of the death, some of the dead man, some of the evil desires to rise up again. And then we wonder, where is my inheritance in Christ? We've got to put it to death. We've got to kill it. But then some of these things, you used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. You're not like that anymore. Don't be like that. But now you must also, see, you might say, well, I'm fine. I don't do those things. But you must also rid yourselves of such things as these: anger that just holds on. And look, you know, the anger, I've got angry. Now, I'm not an explosive kind of person. I'm not someone who'll blow your head off when you upset me. It's not my nature to do that. But I can get angry and then a couple of times I've still been angry the next day, and even the next day after that, that's wrong. If I've got to deal with that, I can't still be angry 2 or 3 days down the track. That's not good. The scripture says in Ephesians, says, don't let the sun down, go on your anger. And that's bad, because if I was going to be angry, and you might say it's justified, well, in that circumstance, I understand why you're angry. And probably, yeah, you get every right to be angry. But if I want to live in that anger, I'm just going to allow this to rise up, and that's going to block me walking in my inheritance. So I got to deal with that if I was angry. And we can say, oh, well, you got every right to be. Well, you can be angry as you want, but don't expect to be walking in your inheritance in Jesus Christ. Don't be wondering why not. Why am I not doing that? Anger, rage, blowing people off. You say, oh, I've just got a short fuse, or they push me the right way. If you've got a short fuse, kill it. Get rid of it, because you're not going to walk your inheritance in Jesus Christ. And worse than that, you're going to stop other people as well, because they're going to say, this is a Christian. Look at the way he blows people up. Look at the way that he talks to people. Look at the way when he's under pressure, because that's how you really find out what you're like when you're under pressure, isn't it? When the heat's on, it's all very nice when everything's nice, isn't it? But you just put the thermostat up a few degrees, you know, just see how it goes then. Every now and again, that little thermostat does get knocked down. And if you've got a real problem with that, then you're going to find I'm not walking. Because why? I'm allowing some death to come up, and I've got to be dead to walk in my inheritance. Malice, being malicious. It's having bad thoughts about other people. It's thinking bad things about other people. Thinking about other people in a bad way. Categorizing them as they're a problem person, or that person's a difficult person. And it can be malicious because it affects our relationship with them. This is people that we don't, maybe aren't Christians, but certainly even within the body of Christ, we can be malicious. And if we're malicious in our thoughts, the way that we think about other people, we're just given license to this death to come rising up of our old self and seeing our inheritance blocked in Jesus Christ. What about slander? Slander. I'm amazed at what people say. Even Christians will say quite freely and openly about other people. Strong opinions about them. Very strong opinions about other people. That's slander. When you're putting someone else down, that's slander. It's slander. There's no other way. Oh, I was just saying, no, it's slander. We can sugarcoat it in whatever way we like. But if you're bringing other people down, saying words that are cutting, undermining to who they are or the kind of person they are, and those words are coming out of our mouth, we've got to be so careful how we talk about other people. Really careful what you say about other people. Very, very careful. Because if we're slandering our brothers and sisters or slandering others, then that's part of this coming up again. And we're supposed to put that to death. Because I don't want my inheritance. I want to walk in my inheritance. But if my mouth is so critical and I'm slandering and I'm putting people down all of the time, I'm not. And then I wonder, why don't I feel joy in my heart? Why don't I feel fulfillment? Why do I not feel contentment? It's because I've given license to my old self to come up again and it's blocking the inheritance that I have in Jesus Christ. Watch your mouth. Watch what you say. Every one of us is going to be really, really careful. Don't allow a critical heart or critical spirit in. Filthy language from your lips. Amazing again, you know, some people say stuff and be really careful what comes out of your mouth. Filthy language. It's not who we are. It's not a part of Christ. And so be very careful with the words that you say. Don't lie to each other. Be honest with one another. Don't lie. You know, who is the father of the lies? The devil. You'd lie. Who are you talking like? You're talking like the devil. So don't lie. Be very careful accusing someone else of lying too. Some people can easily do that. Well, maybe you misunderstood or you misheard or whatever it was. Careful about lying and accusing even others of lying. But the scripture is really strong on these things. Why is it so strong on this? It's because the Lord wants us to walk in our inheritance. That's why he's saying, kill it. Kill it. Let that be dead. Because once that's dead, you're going to flow and walk in the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. Since you've taken off your old self with its practices and put on a new self, we've already read, my life is now hidden in Jesus Christ. That's the definition of who I am. That's where my purpose comes from, my fulfillment comes from, my meaning in my life. Everything comes from my contentment. It all comes through Jesus Christ. And so because I've put on Jesus Christ, I'm clothed in Christ, it says, get rid of that stuff. Since you've taken off your old self with its practices and put on the new self, which has been renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator. And so it's so really, really important that if we're going to walk in the inheritance in Christ, we have an eternal inheritance, which is rock solid. It's guaranteed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's there and it's mine and no one can take that away. It's done in Jesus Christ. But if I'm going to live this life in such a way that the inheritance that he has for me here and now, which I said many, many people struggle with, then there's some things in my own heart that I need to look at and say, Lord, I've just let that thing come up. I've had unforgiveness in my heart. Lord, I've had unforgiveness. Lord, I want to kill that today. I want to bury that today, because as long as there's unforgiveness in my heart, I'm not going to be walking in the inheritance that I have in Jesus Christ. Lord, I've got a critical mouth and the things that I say, always criticizing, always undermining and always seeing the bad. Lord, I want to put that down. Lord, I want to kill that today because, Lord, I want to walk in the inheritance that I have in Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, whether it's lying, whatever those things are, maybe it is sexual immorality. Maybe it's stuff that you're doing or looking at or posting or whatever you're doing. Maybe there's some things that I've got to kill that thing. I want to kill it today because I want to walk in the inheritance that I have in Jesus Christ, the now inheritance. That's guaranteed, the eternal life by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's sealed in him. But whether I walk in this inheritance now that has been given to me in Jesus Christ depends on how I live my life. how I live my life. Do I let the old man rise up, which was put to death on the cross, but do I dig it up again? Because if something's dead, then there's no inheritance. You've got to be dead to have an inheritance, and we cannot allow that to rise up again in our lives. We all need to check our hearts, go through these things: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, anger, rage, malice, bad thoughts, thinking bad about people, judging them, slandering, actually saying it, saying things, filthy language from your lips, maybe a joke at work, or maybe you put up with stuff at work that maybe you really shouldn't. Don't lie to one another. Maybe we just all need just to have a little check and see what's within our heart and just put it off. You know, the Lord brings us these things not to condemn us, but to free us. He didn't go to the cross to condemn anyone. He went to the cross to condemn sin in sinful man. He went to the cross that sin would be dealt with, that we're not a slave to sin, that we don't have to live like that, because that's not who we are anymore, because our life is hidden in Jesus Christ. So let's not make the mistake of digging up the dead old man and allowing those things, allowing anger or unforgiveness, malice, the way we think about people, the way we talk about people, allowing those things to rise up, because that will block you walking in the inheritance, what blocks us from walking that inheritance in our lives. Maybe we all need to just do a little check. And I want you, as you're sitting there for a moment, just to begin to look at your old life and say, well, yeah. Maybe you're someone sitting here today, you haven't even given your life to Christ yet. And the things that Lewis said about when I die, I hope so. You can't live with hope so's. We're talking about eternity. You don't mess with forever. If forever's a long time, you need to know rock solid. And we need to give our life to Christ and have that guarantee, that rock solid guarantee that's found in Jesus Christ. But then over here, we need to then put to death these things in our life, because if we allow those things to flourish and grow in our life, then we're not going to be able to walk in the inheritance in Jesus Christ. Now, Hebrews 11:8 really sums this up for me. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. There's something about walking in obedience. Obedience for a lot of people is a dirty word. Having to obey, because that means I have to obey, that means I have to give up what I want. I have to submit. And submitting, yielding, surrendering, we struggle with that. But we need to do that. We need to surrender our life to Jesus Christ. We need to put to death all the things of our own self, allow Christ to come through our lives, and then walk in that inheritance of blessing that God has for us, that the contentment, the fulfillment, the joy that comes even in the hardest of situations, that we're not broken or destroyed or distraught. And maybe if you are overcome, maybe you've allowed some things to rise up. Maybe we need to set our hearts on the things above. Maybe we need to set our mind, because it will change our life. It changes our life. If we think that there's an inheritance just when I die, then I'm going to live my life fairly casually. I'll be casual about going to church. I'll be casually about praying. I'll be casual about things of God, because it's all up there when it's, but I'm missing out on the now. Don't miss out on the now. Don't miss out on the inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ here and now. And if we're blocked in those things, we've allowed things, I'm going to kill that. Because I want to walk in this inheritance. Maybe some of us, maybe you, have to do some business before the Lord today and say, Lord, I'm going to kill those things once and for all, because I don't want to be robbed of my inheritance. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and abundant life. The thief, he comes to steal, kill and destroy. But I want to walk in that abundant life. I want to walk in the abundance, the fulfillment, the joy that I have in Jesus Christ. And if I'm going to kill, put to death everything that is of that old man, that will fight against me walking in my inheritance. So I want us to stand to our feet. I'm going to pray for us this morning. There will be an opportunity to come for prayer, but really, I think all of us need to look at our own hearts today, myself included, because I want to walk in the full inheritance that I have in Jesus Christ. I think everybody here, you want to walk in it, not just when you die. You want to live in it now. You want to walk in it now. And maybe if you look at your life, you say, well, yeah, there's some things that definitely a blocking. I've given way to some things in my life. I didn't even realize I was doing that. I didn't even mean to do that. I've been like that, the things that I say or the things that I think. And I've allowed that to rise up in my life. And then I wonder why I struggle not having that inheritance in my life. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, I'd love the opportunity just to be able to have you come forward at the end if others come for prayer and to say, yeah, I want Jesus in my life today. I want to know 100% for sure where I'm going when I die, but more than that, I want to know the blessings and the richness of Christ in my life as I live every single day. So let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, Lord, what an amazing price that was, Lord. But Lord, it was not only just for eternal life, Lord, how wonderful and how precious that is, Lord, far beyond our imagination, far beyond our comprehension, what eternal life actually means to live with you, Lord. We don't understand that, Lord, but we have a longing expectation, Lord, and a joyful hope within our hearts for that wonderful day, Lord, that wonderful time when we will be with you in eternity, Lord. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that when you died on the cross, Lord, you gave us life for the here and now. Lord, there's an inheritance that we have in the here and now. And Lord, we want to walk in that, Lord. We know, Lord, that someone has to die for inheritance, or that you died on the cross, Lord. But Lord, we want to walk, we want to be dead to sin. Lord, not live in it any longer. Lord, not allow that to rise up in our life. Lord, we don't want anything trying to block our inheritance or us walking in that. So Father, even now, we just look at our own hearts. Lord, help us just to examine our hearts as we stand before you. Lord, you do that, Lord, not to condemn us, but Lord, to free us. And Lord, if there's any areas of unforgiveness or malice or slander or rage or sexual immorality, impurity, evil thoughts or anything that we've allowed in our own heart or life, Lord. Lord, lying or whatever those things are, Lord, there's whatever list, there's plenty of lists in the scripture. Lord, all of those things, Lord, if we're allowed them to take root in our life, Lord, this day we determine that we're going to crush that and put it to death in the name of Jesus Christ. Because by the cross of Jesus Christ, you dealt with sin. You dealt with sin. And Lord, we just see that now, Lord. If anything that we've allowed to rise up in our own heart, we see that thing just being nailed to the cross, taken away in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of that thing broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just do that now. Lord, we set aside any areas in our life where we've laid compromise, Lord, where we've been disobedient, Lord, or even where we've been ignorant, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, we lay aside those things and say, Lord, I want to walk in that inheritance that I have through the cross of Jesus Christ, not only in eternity, but Lord, I'm going to walk in that, Lord. I lay these things aside in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you, Lord, I don't do this on my own strength, Lord, but by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you enable me, Lord, to put these things to death, to put them to death, and to put on the new self that is made whole in Jesus Christ, Lord. And out of that, that inheritance flows, Lord. So, Lord, we bring these things to you now. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're freeing us right now, Lord. You're setting people free in Jesus' name. Lord, we declare freedom for the captives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, things in our minds or our heart, Lord, we just speak freedom now and release in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we let things be dead and buried in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not going to dig them up. We're not going to let them rise up. That we stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ because of the cross, because what have you done, Lord, what you have done for us. So, Father, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit that teaches us to say no to ungodliness, Lord, and to walk in your way, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you're doing business within our hearts today. And, Father, again, I just pray for anyone here that hasn't crossed the line of faith, who hasn't made a stand for Jesus Christ, Lord, that they will say, I want to know where I'm going. I want to know Jesus Christ. I want to have that promise of eternal life. Let it be this day for them, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.